Hello.
Hi, Jane.
Welcome, Queenstown Live Podcast with the lovely Holly Arrowsmith. I've been trying to get hold of you for about a year. You're like, yeah, oh no, I'm in Auckland, oh sorry, I'm in Wellington, oh no, I've run off to America,
I also frequently break and lose cell phones, which doesn't make it any easier.
No, it's all good. So we're here at the Sherwood. You've got a gig tonight.
I do.
What time is that on?
I am on at 9:15.
Yeah.
And the lovely Jessica Pratt, all the way from America, not sure where in America, but we'll generalise it, she's on later on.
Amazing. Yeah. So we're just going to spend a little bit of time finding out. You were born in the desert.
I was. Well, no, I was born in a hospital. But
well, yeah.
Desert's way cooler.
And you came here
in New Mexico. Yeah. Yep. Came to New Zealand when I was 4.
Mm-hmm.
Kiwi mum, American dad, and grew up in Arrowtown.
Awesome. Yeah. And you went to Mighty Waikitipu High School.
I did.
I wonder if I ever taught you there. I popped in every now and then.
Did you?
Yeah, we will talk about that later. And you're, I was going to say you probably get asked this all the time, but you're 21.
21?
Yeah. And you've got a really old sound.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Don't know.
I wrote here, and this is no,
it's
nothing against you.
I put,
I was wondering where my toothbrush was at 21. Do you know? I was just like, ugh. And you're like spanning the globe.
I think I always say that my dad is a very strong music appreciator. He's not musical.
He's not?
No. Mm-hmm. My mum actually is. She plays piano and has a beautiful voice. But I did grow up with access to good music.
Yeah.
It's not like, I don't have memories of music always playing in our house or anything like that, but I do remember coming home from school and sitting in front of the CD cabinet and just pulling out all these old country CDs and listening to them. And I think, that influenced me somewhere along the way. And I think also coming from the States, there's just something in my blood that likes the sound of a banjo and a twangy guitar.
And I think having music around that your parents, we used to have like, oh my god, we had like Cliff Richard on when I was little, but we also had things like the Beach Boys and we also had things like Joni Mitchell, I think when you get older you can then filter out all the crap.
Yeah.
And you can go, well, it doesn't sound like that, so I'm not actually going to listen to that.
Mm.
Whereas other young people have just crap on all the time, never get to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. So you also did a TEDx talk.
Yeah.
So that seems like ages ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Has that had any impact on you, or how was that experience for you?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I didn't used to consider myself a public speaker at all. And I used to get my parents to write me sick notes so I didn't have to do speeches at school. Or I'd probably... Yeah, one time I actually remember everything turning green while I was standing in front of my class.
Yeah.
So I think my confidence grew as I got a bit older, but when I was asked to do the TEDx, I jumped on board, but had quite a few moments leading up where I thought I might pull out. I don't think I can do this.
Yeah.
But I was really glad that I did, and once I was up there on the night, it was actually felt quite natural.
Yeah.
But it's the whole practicing in front of one person that I find very awkward.
And I think people, when you do talks in front of people, that everybody in the audience wants you to do well. Like that's all they want, and you forget that. You always think, oh my god, this is going to be so embarrassing and awful. But actually, every single person in the audience just wants you to do really well.
Yeah, for their sake as well, so they're not sitting there feeling awkward.
And when it goes like, you forget something or it goes wrong or whatever, people don't mind. They're like, oh, actually, she's a human being. So
totally.
That's going to happen anyway.
That's true.
Awesome. So, spring tour.
Yes.
Just done.
Yes.
And with Zach.
Yeah, how Zach Winters from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That was amazing, my favourite tour so far.
Yeah.
So Zach, we kind of randomly connected online, liked each other's music, and he was getting a guitar custom built in Brisbane.
Wow.
So he flew over to pick it up, and we decided to meet in Australia. Toured around a few cities there, came to New Zealand, and did a pretty extensive tour especially of the South Island, because I wanted him to see it.
Yeah.
So I booked shows in like Okarito on the west coast and all these strange little places that were really awesome. And just had great experiences meeting people, and like in Okarito, the locals put on a potluck dinner, and we went round to their house before the gig, and it's a town with 30 people, and about 50 people came to the show.
That's so cool. It was like cousins, aunties, brothers were all coming to the show. And you performed in the Thomas Brown Gallery here.
Yeah, I did.
Was that for a gig in a gallery?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. That room has the most amazing acoustics. Mm. If you ever see a gig advertised, you should definitely go to it there. And it's such an amazing space as well. Just the white walls and all the beautiful art.
And so different from being in a bar, I suppose.
Yeah. I don't like fighting people, you know, people's voices when I'm trying to sing. I'm kind of a soft-spoken person, so I like to have a listening audience. Yeah.
So you left here,
yes,
and you went to, you went somewhere else before. Oh, you went
to Auckland,
Mount Maunganui, and then went. Oh, no.
Well, yeah, we went to Mount Maunganui with the intention of living close to Auckland, but not living in Auckland.
Yeah.
But I left Queenstown. I love it here, but I needed to challenge myself a bit. And with music, you kind of got to get out there. And when we got to the Mount, we kind of realised it was Queenstown.
Down, but in the North Island.
Oh, it was so great. I was all ready to like join beach volleyball club and go surfing every day.
Yeah.
And then I kind of realised that I'm not going to play any gigs here.
No.
I need to go. So we were there for about a week, and then we just kept driving to Auckland, where I swore that I'd never live. And we were there for nearly a year. And it wasn't a bad experience at all. Met some great people, did a lot of gigs, but we have moved to Christchurch just to be closer to family, and I just miss the South Island.
Yeah. Being away from Queenstown, what's the first thing you do when you get back here?
Just look out the window.
I
always
love that. Free fun.
Yeah. Like this morning I changed my seat to the window seat as soon as I could on the kiosk.
Yeah.
I love looking out when you're flying in here.
Yeah. So any secret places you like to go to that won't be secret anymore?
The Y Creek platform.
Yeah.
It's a go-to. And when you're up there, you can actually, you know the little bridge that goes over the power
bit?
If you just cut up the river there by the big stone, you can just walk up the river for like an hour climbing over rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's pretty magic.
Yeah. And I think everybody, the longer everyone lives here, the longer everyone has. I mean, mine's Sam Summers Loop.
Mm-hmm.
I just go there on my own, and you don't see anybody, like nobody.
No.
And it's
bizarre.
Kind of like that's the first place I go to.
Yeah.
I was just reading when I was stalking you online about this whole, you know, the whole kind of 100% pure New Zealand thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love my microphone, picks up every noise in the world. Oh, slidey doors. What are you doing? What's your stuff around that whole pure thing?
Our environment.
And making it real for people.
So, are you talking about the environmental side?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I think you can see in my songwriting that nature is my biggest inspiration.
Yeah.
And when you live in a place like this, you kind of have to appreciate it. New Zealand is just so beautiful. And we're so lucky to live here. There's not many people. There's a lot of land and beautiful native plants and birds. And I think that our claim to be 100% pure New Zealand isn't exactly true. I think a lot of New Zealanders have a really strong conscience to look after the environment, to recycle and reuse, reduce, but there could be a lot more being done.
Yeah.
But only in the last few years have I actually felt like really personally challenged to kind of kick myself up the butt and, you know, be a bit more vigilant. So I'm really trying to like reduce my plastic and and once you realise, you know, you kind of get in your head, you're like, oh my goodness, we throw so much stuff out.
Yeah.
We use it once and throw it out.
It's
actually madness. You go to the supermarket with the intention of not buying anything that you can't recycle, and you realise how little you can buy.
Yeah, really difficult.
But, if you want to live that way, it takes effort, but it feels really good.
Yeah.
And I think it's definitely worth it.
And I guess you're in an industry that's really hard, because it's I don't mean everything's put on for you and there's copious amounts of glamour and blah, 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 blah. But I suppose you are in an industry where that is difficult and people don't think about that stuff.
Yeah, you do. You're in a lot of places where it's like a pop-up festival, you know, an event that's put on for 3 days and people come in and pillage and leave.
Yeah,
it is a bit strange.
And leave their stuff everywhere.
Yeah, but I think that it is a growing
concern. Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are becoming more aware of it and thinking, oh, what if? So, American tour.
Yes.
Woo! When is that?
We're leaving June is the plan. We don't have tickets yet, but we've got the
tour.
That'll happen. So we're meeting up with Zach again in Oklahoma. We're travelling through New Mexico, Arizona, California, Oregon, into Vancouver, down through Montana, Wyoming, Utah, and Colorado. And then we're hoping to go to Toronto, visit some friends.
Oh, God.
And if we have more time, we'd love to, like, go to Texas and up the East Coast see where it takes us. But, yeah, we're doing mainly living room shows and small little intimate venues up the West Coast and staying with people from the gigs and just really, like, community.
Amazing.
Vibe.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
No, not nervous, but... yeah, definitely excited and definitely aware that I need to save some cash.
Yeah, don't we all? And one place that you're really looking forward to playing?
I really am looking forward to Santa Fe, where I was born. I haven't been there since I was 13. And, I'd like to spend, like, a week there and just visit my dad's friends who I don't even know. But, you know, there's a lot of history there for him. And, just eat Mexican food and...
yeah, and hang out, play gigs.
Yeah, oh. Santa Fe's amazing. It's like all adobe brick houses and it's a really old city. Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so we're now down to the quickfire round that everyone has. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You don't get time to think about this. Almond or walnut?
Almond.
Mountain or sea?
Mountain.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
The Cure or the Smiths?
The what?
Ah, that shows your age. Shows your age.
What was the first? Oh, the cure. I thought you said Kiora. The Smiths.
Oh, good answer. Blue or red?
Blue.
Too hot or too cold?
Too cold.
Favourite ice cream flavour?
Hokey pokey.
One gig in, doesn't matter, in spanning history that you wished had been at?
Wish I'd been at. That's so hard. I'm going to say, just be really generic and say Woodstock.
Okay. One support act, well, one band or person that you'd like to be a support act for, and they can be dead or alive.
Bryan Adams.
Ooh.
James Taylor.
One type of music that you think needs resurrecting?
Folk, more so. But it's coming. It's rising.
It's coming. Holly Arrowsmith, you have passed the flying colours. Well done. We will see you tonight.
Mm.
Awesome.
See you later.
Down to Sherwood.